Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week as we continue looking at heavenly versus the earthly. You know, my friend, unless we are birthed from above or born again, as some people say, that we will never be of the heavenly. We will always, always be of the earthly. And all that we do and say will be earthly. Let me say that again. This is important. Unless we are birthed from above or born again, we will never be of the heavenly. We will always be of the earthly. And all that we do and say will be earthly. Also, last week we said that we will begin to look at the cross in all of this heavenly and earthly. The cross of Jesus Christ as applied and seen in a personal experience by us picking up our cross is obviously God's solution for sin. Let me say that again. This personal experience of us picking up the cross is obviously God's solution for sin. Paul writes in Galatians 5:24, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust." But it is also, my friend, God's solution for ourself, and that's in quotations. When we speak of the earthly, the natural man or the flesh, the force behind these is self, ourself, our self-ownership. But if I pick up my cross and follow Christ, I will less and less be governed by myself. Wow. The power of the earthly will decrease as there will be a greater release of the life of Christ in me. I hope you can see this, my friend. You know, over many years and often at a distance, I have watched a one-time Christian friend get way, way too close to a woman who is not his wife. I am sure if his wife knew what was going on, she would be very upset, but like in most cases like this, it's become a secret. But over the years, this evil woman charmed and bewitched him. And slowly his Christian witness disappeared. We would often talk about the goodness of God and all the wonderful things that God is doing around the world, but that too has disappeared. If Christ, my friend, is increasing in us daily, then the power of the natural man and all of the influences that we give ourselves over to will decrease in us also. Wow, that's right. And the sad thing is most Christians do not have a solid relationship with the Lord. Like my one-time friend, he did not realize what was going on. Like I said before, most Christians think that their flesh and their soulish abilities and talents are the Spirit of God moving in their life, but they are not, my friend. Well, how can they come to know the true Spirit of God when they attend maybe a counterfeit church and have no real relationship with Christ? How can they come to know a holy God so that they can spiritually discern that they're being bewitched while thinking that their emotions from an experience some time ago that they once had can carry them onward? But it will never happen, my friend. Make no mistake, my friend, either we will be influenced by the flesh, the world, and Satan, or the Holy Spirit, the things of God, and God Himself. Now, let me say that again. Wow. Either we will be influenced by ourself, the flesh, the world, and Satan, or the Holy Spirit, and the things of God, and God Himself. Now, this is a choice that we daily make. And please know, falling out of God does not happen overnight. Yes, we all have sinned, and God will forgive us of our sins, but when our sin becomes a continual habit, then it becomes almost impossible for God to get our attention. Let me say that again. But when we sin and it becomes a continual habit, it's almost impossible for God to get our attention. It is far better not to get involved in all of this. Amen? All these areas. You know, they say it is bad not doing the right thing in God, but it is far worse not knowing that you do not know that you are not doing the right thing in God. And guess what? God seems like he will give us all of the rope that we need to come to that sudden end of the rope. In Matthew 16, 24 and 25, Jesus clearly states that if we daily pick up our cross, and that's not Jesus' cross, this is our cross, and follow him, pick up the cross and follow him, the outworking of this will be that we will, you can see this in verse 24, we will lose our life and find his life. Losing comes first, finding comes second, but we can only lose our life first if we want to find his life. But if we will not pick up our cross, it means we want to save our lives for ourselves. And the result will be that we will eventually lose everything along the way of losing everything. Wow. We will experience loss to every godly relationship that we have. Loss of our walk with God. And also lost to what God has made us to be in the earth. This is a big deal to God, my friend. Again, this is our choice. When my one-time Christian friend, you know, when he stands before God, he will not be able to blame the woman as Adam did. Oh no. She is who she is, not born of the Spirit of God. She is born of the flesh, the world, or Satan. My friend, our life is either going to be in Christ or it is going to default to the life of Satan. No middle ground here. We will either be more and more find release in Christ, or we will harden ourselves in the earthly and in ourself. The cross is the key. Let me say that again. The cross is the key. Again, we must be born again. We must be born from above. We cannot halt between two opinions. That's right. That's the place, though, that most Christians seem to find themselves today, halting between two opinions. In the end, it is going to be one or the other, the earthly or the heavenly. We will either be built up in the earthly man, or we will be built up in the heavenly man, who is Jesus Christ. And if we want to find Christ, we must lose all of this earthly life. Let me say that again. If we want to find Christ, we must lose all of this earthly life. Now, this does not mean the earthly ceases to exist. Oh, no. I wish it did in me. It simply means that we do not possess the earthly, and thus the earthly does not possess us. Wow, we do not possess the earthly, and so the earthly does not possess us. The earthly is is not our life. Christ is to be our life. The command is therefore to pick up our cross so that we might be set free from the earthly life. You know, the one-time Christian friend, you know, cannot even look at me. Yeah, you know, when we meet on the street or whatever. That's right. Shame will do that. Shame in himself for falling from a godly relationship for an ungodly relationship. Shame also in his self for walking away from God. Shame. That is usually always left in these situations. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week, trusting that the cross of Christ will be able to work in your life, trusting that you will understand this message, the number one message, the only message in the Bible that is of any relevance and importance today, not what your destiny is in God and all those conference meeting stuff. No. Do we allow the cross of Christ to have effect in our life? And if we do, then the cross of Christ will kill our earthly life so that we can find that heavenly life. If not, my friend, then all that you do, you will be earthly and you will be heavenly. I don't care what church you go to. I don't care what you do in the church. I don't care what your title is, all of that stuff. Unless you are of the heavenly, you can only be of the earthly. And so many Christians today are of the earthly. And that will never do, my friend. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Hope you have a great week. God bless. Until next week. Amen.